this morning and preach the Word of God. And we just want you to be much in prayer for us today and pray that God's will be done in our heart and our life. I'm glad my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. It's there. There ain't enough devils in hell itself to take my name out of that book. And I appreciate the opportunity every time the Lord God opens the door for me to try to stand and preach the Word of God. And I'm going to preach something that I hope you understand when I get done. Amen. God has burdened my heart with this message. And I was praying Monday, and this kept coming back. And I said to myself, well, I'm going to preach somewhere. I don't know where, but I'm going to preach somewhere. And Brother Mark called me and asked me to preach. And this is what the Lord God laid upon my heart. And I hope and pray to be a blessing to you and a help to you in the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles, turn with us 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 through 27 in the Word of God. I'm going to be a little bit more in Scripture other than what I'm reading, but I want to share this with you today. If you would stand with us, please, in chapter 9, verse number 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me, what is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as to under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without law, being not without the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made of all things to all men, that I might be by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be a partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mystery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly as I, and so I fight, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means I have preached to others, and myself should be a castaway. May God add his blessing to the reading of God's Word. I'm going to ask Brother Gwynn, if he would, to pray with us and for us, please. Amen. Thank you, Brother Gwynn. The time of message today is not for sale. There are some things in my life, the physical things in my life over the years that were not for sale. I've had a lot of money offered for some things in my life. But there wasn't for sale. And the reason why there wasn't for sale is because I enjoyed them, enjoyed what they do in my life. And I just enjoyed being around those things that God allowed me to have today. And I want you to think about that when I get down to the meat of the message this morning, my friend. And as I've told you many times, I'm a simple man with a simple message. And whenever you leave out of this building today, I want you to know what this preacher is talking about. I want you to remember that he said that I wasn't for sale. Amen. My friend, I'll tell you, God is good and God is great today. Amen. The Bible said, if you look back with me in chapter number 9, verse number 1, you'll find that the Apostle Paul was one of the greatest men, I believe, in the Word of God. He wrote the majority of the New Testament, and he went from town to town, city to city, preaching the Word of God. He got there in the city of Corinth, and that's where everything began to fall sin on the Apostle Paul. Every time he stood and preached the Word of God, there's always somebody wanting to contradict what he was preaching. Always somebody wanting to run up to him and say, listen, I don't see it like that, or I don't believe it like that. And my friend, Paul was preaching a doctrine of grace today. And when he's preaching to those folks that are under the law, and Paul talked about living under grace, that got under their skin a little bit, and they didn't think that, Paul, you're not preaching what the Word of God said. But my friend, Paul stood and preached the Word of God with all power and purity today. My friend, listen to what Paul said in verse number 1 of chapter number 9. He said, Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Am I not have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? Paul was asking this question, my friend, of these men. He said, am I not apostle? Am I not, didn't you hear me preach? I've seen Jesus Christ. My friend, I've seen you saved under the ministry that I preach. And my friend, Paul was telling them, my friend, who he was today. And my friend, I'm telling you right now, a man that's been called of God to preach the Word of God, my friend, that's what he ought to do. The Bible said, I like what Paul said in the book of Galatians, chapter number 1 and verse number 15. He said, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. My friend, I didn't know when I was a young man that God was going to call me to preach the gospel. But I'm so glad today, my friend, that he did. I love him for that today. Paul said he separated me, my friend, by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Youngs, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's an old preacher, my friend, in this community. When I announced my call to preach, I run up with him and he began to talk to me. My friend, he's done dead and gone on and been in glory today. But my friend, he began to talk to me about being a preacher. And my friend, we talked for a little while. And the last words he told me, my friend, whenever I departed him, he looked at me just as solemn in my eyes. He said, Kenny, if you can get out of it, get out of it. Amen. I didn't know what he's talking about. I didn't understand what he was talking about. But I soon found out today. Hey, listen to me, young preachers. Brother, if you ain't going to do it, get out of it. Amen. Brother, if you ain't going to stand and preach the Word of God, get out of it. My friend, let somebody that's able to stand and preach the Word of God with all power and purity today. That man looked at me and he said, if you can get out of it, get out of it. I turned away, walked away with my head down. I said, Lord, what is he saying? What is he telling me? My friend, I'm going to tell you this. Whenever you're called of God, he puts a fire in your soul. My friend, he puts a fire in your belly. You can't help it. But if you can't help it, you got to preach somewhere. Brother, I'm glad today that God will help us as men of God. He said there in that scripture in the book of Galatians, he said, neither I went up to Jerusalem to them which are apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. My friend Paul said, I didn't go up to them other apostles. I didn't run up to somebody else and say, hey, give me the lowdown on how to preach and how to present your word and do what you want me to do. My friend, he didn't do that. My friend Paul said he went there to Arabia. The Bible said, and then returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. My friend went up there. My friend got with old Peter and sat down with Peter, my friend, for 15 days there. But listen, verse number 19, it said, but others of the apostles saw none save James, the Lord's brother. Now these things which I write unto you, behold before God, I lie not. Amen. My friend, I'm going to tell you something today. My friend, there's a lot of men out here that I stand in the pulpit. My friend, they're lying from the time how they crawl in the pulpit until they get out of the pulpit because they don't preach the Word of God. They don't preach what God lays on their heart. How my friend, them preach the Word of God like they should preach it today. My friend Paul, he said, I don't tell you, folks, I didn't confer with nobody. He said, God took me to the backside of the desert, and right there is where I spent my time with God. He said, when I come out of there, I want you to know I know what God wanted me to do. My friend, I'm telling you right now, I know what God wants me to do. And my friend, I'm going to do it till he calls me out of here. My friend, back to glory. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. My friend, we find, you read on down in chapter, in verse number 7 of chapter number 9. My friend, the times that Paul would stand and preach, and he said, listen, I want you to know that he had to defend, my friend, what he had been called to do. My friend, he stood there and told these folks, said, listen, I want to tell you about how God had touched my heart and touched my life. How God called me to preach the Word of God. My friend, he did it the very best that he possibly could. And my friend, God used him in a marvelous and a mighty way. My friend, when it come down to the last days of the Apostle Paul, he knew that he was going to have to give his life there on the guillotine. My friend, they chopped his head off because of the cause of Christ. But you know what he done? He called Timothy to his side. He said, Timothy, come on in here. I got something I got to tell you. Buddy, I'll tell you what's the truth today. How whenever it do us preachers, amen, some good to get along with some of these old men that stood the test of time and sit down there with them and said, listen, preacher, could you just help me a little bit? Could you just encourage me a little bit? You know, it gets hard on this road of preaching the Word of God. You're going to have folks that don't like you because of how you preach. You're going to have folks that don't like you because of what you preach. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not for sale. The Bible said there in the Word of God that Paul, he come down to this point in time of his life. Verse number 16. He says, though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory for. Nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. My friend, I'll tell you something today. Youngins, if you're called of God and you don't stand and preach the gospel today, my friend, woe is unto you. Now, I want to tell you something today. Paul said, I've got it down in my soul. I've got it down in my life. And it's got to come out. I can't hold it in. I can't stop it. I don't know. I can't explain it. But, brother, when God gets a hold of your heart, I don't care if you're out there in the middle of the field, you're going to stand and preach what God lays on your heart to preach. My friend, God does that in our heart and our life. Listen to me today, children. I tell you, I don't preach to live. My friend, I live to preach. Amen. Listen to me, young. I'll tell you what's the truth today. We got something, and my friend, this world don't have. My friend, we got salvation in our heart and in our life today. I want to live for Him. I want to serve Him. And my friend, I don't preach to live. Amen. My friend, you read on in the Word of God. Paul defends his ability to marry a lady that's saved by God's grace. He defends his ability, my friend, to take what the church gives him that he may live a halfway decent life and have enough finances to go from one place to the other, my friend, in preaching the Word of God. My friend, Paul defends all of that, my friend, to the church there at Corinth, because they thought, well, you're not preaching under the law. You're preaching grace. My friend, you're not deserving of that. But Paul said, listen, am I not an apostle? Have I not been your pastor? Have I not preached to you? Have I not given you the infallibility of God's Word today? My friend, listen, when we realize today as a man of God, we don't live, we don't preach to live, but we live to preach. We've got to have a new car, a new suit, a big money coming into us. My friend, we've got to have all that in order for us to preach. I want to tell you something right now, young ones. My friend, when God called me to preach, I didn't even hold a suit. One of the deacons of this church come down to my house. He said, Kenny, I got a suit for you. It was used. He used it. He outgrowed it. You know what I done? I put that thing on. I come right in this church and I preached like I had one of them fancy suit suits on. Them silk suit suits how my friends tailor made. I just preached the word of God. And I shared what God had laid on my heart today. My friend, listen. The Apostle Paul, he said there in verse number 16, he says, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. My friend, I'm telling you right now, God called you to preach. You better get out there and get at it. Amen? My friend, if that's what he called you to do. Now listen to me. My friend, I try to encourage all the young preachers I come in contact with. My friend, whenever I was young, and I went to a church, Vision of Church, and my friend, that pastor knew me, knew that I announced my call to preach, they would open the door and say, come on in. You're going to get up here and preach. Buddy, I appreciate what they done for me. When I was pastor, I done the same thing. And my friend, listen to me. I made mistakes, still making mistakes today. But my friend, we need to let these young men, my friend, whenever God touches your heart, my friend, to let them stand behind the book board and preach the word of God. Now, if they don't preach the word of God, that's when you take them off in a room and, my friend, get your arm around them, love them up real good, and say, listen, brother, let's see what God says in the word of God about this. Amen? My friend, and do everything in love. A lot of times we want to do things in hate. My friend, we want to do it in love. If I talk to you, it's in love. I'm going to be straight with you. I'm gun barrel straight. If you talk to me here, you talk to me at home, it don't matter where you talk to me, I'm going to tell you straight out, my friend, how I feel and what the Bible says. A lot of folks don't understand that, but I love you. I want the best for you. My friend, listen, I'm not for sale. My friend, the Bible said here, verse number 17, it said, for if I do these things willfully, I have a reward. But against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. My friend, you do it willfully. God said that you would have a reward. Thank God, my friend, for the rewards that God can give you and I today. My friend, if we'll just look to God, my friend, and let Him, my friend, do in our heart and our life what needs to be done in our life today. I'm glad we're all going to receive a reward one day after a while. My friend, no matter what you do, you're saved by the God's amazing grace. My friend, you're going to receive a crown, and you're going to, I hope and pray that you'll, when you get to heaven, that you lay that crown down at the feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's worthy today. Youngs, we didn't save ourselves. We don't keep ourselves. My friend, God does all this in our heart and our life. Listen, I know that we're going to receive a reward, my friend, one day after a while. Listen, verse number 18 says, what is my reward then? Verily, that I would preach the gospel. I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. Amen. My friend, you know what our reward is as men of God, as preachers of God? My friend, that we're able to stand and preach the word of God without charge. I was asked not long ago, somebody come to me and said, preacher, what are you charged to do a wedding? I said, I charge the same if I do the wedding, I do a funeral, or I preach the gospel. I charge the same. They said, what was that? I said, zero. Amen. My friend, listen to me today. If a man of God comes in here and he has to have some money to preach, but he ought to see the back door or the front door, however you want to call it. My friend, and that if they're coming to preach, they preach because God had put some fire in their belly. Amen. You let God take care of everything else.
Amen, brother.
Young as I am, never charged, nor will I ever charge. You say, well, preacher, you say you're not for sale. I don't want to buy you. That's all right. That's all right. But you can't buy my preaching because I'm not for sale. I don't care what you do to me. You can come up, pat me on the back. You can stick $100 bills in my pocket. You can buy me a brand new car. My friend, I'm still going to preach the same. Amen. Amen. I'm going to preach just as hard as my body will let me preach. I'm going to preach as long as God wants me to preach. And my friend, listen to me today. I want to tell you today that I am not for sale. God has been so good to me, and I thank Him for His grace and for His mercy today. Listen to verse number 19. The Bible says, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I may gain the more." My friend, you know what Paul was saying? Paul was simply saying this: my reward is to see people saved by God's amazing grace. Preachers, I know I'm preaching to some preachers today. My friend, I'm going to tell you, preachers, you ought to be preaching because you want to see folks saved by the grace of God. My friend, you ought to be preaching the Word of God because you want to see somebody that is downridden lifted up, my friend, and share the gospel, my friend, with them today. And say, hey, I know somebody. Now, listen to me. My friend, if nobody's praying for you, preacher boys, right here is one that prays for you. I pray for you every day. I pray that God open the door for you. I pray that God will use you, that God will take you and use you for His honor and His glory. But my friend, listen to me. We need to stand up and say, hey, that you can't buy me. I am not for sale. My friend, if you'll just let God let that penetrate your heart and your life, you'll understand what I'm talking about. My friend, the Bible said there in verse number 19, and though I be free from all men, and yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I may gain the more. You know what Paul was saying there in those rest of those verses? He said, unto the Jews, I became a Jew. He said there that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. Paul said, whatever it takes, how that's what I'm going to do. My friend, listen to me today. If you go and talk to somebody how that's been a drunk all their life, and the first thing you say out of your mouth, hey, friend, that you're drunk and you need to get right with God, you just lost him, my friend, altogether. Just get up to him real close. Preacher, all that liquor, breath, and all that other stuff. Just get up to him real close. Put your arm around him and say, listen, brother, I want to tell you, you got somebody here that loves you and somebody's praying for you. And just share with him the love of God that's in your heart and your life. My friend, I'm telling you today, if we start sharing the love of God that we have in our heart and our soul, my friend, with our friends and acquaintance over this land today, my friend, you're talking about knocking out walls. My friend, you'd have to put them set up there, whatever that's called. Hey, man, you have to set that up and say, fill that place up and make this place bigger that the folks would come in and hear the Word of God. My friend, listen today. We need to realize that this thing that God has called us into, my friend, is the most important job that we'll ever do in this walk of life. My friend, God has showed me in this scripture that Kenny Anderson is not for sale. Praise God, I'm not for sale. If you don't like to hear me preach, you better talk to the pastor. Amen. I mean, I didn't ask him, he asked me. My friend, if you don't like to hear me preach the Word of God, you'll have to stay away from where I'm at. My friend, because I am not for sale. I don't care how much money you put in my pocket. I don't care if you buy me a brand new car, you buy me a brand new house. Kenny Anderson is not for sale. God's done so much for me, my friend, and me to turn my back, have my friend on him. Listen, verse 21. The Bible says, to them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without the law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. My friend, you know what Paul's saying there in verse 21? He's simply saying this: grace is the answer. It's not the law. My friend, it's not turning over a new leaf. My friend, it's not starting a new life. My friend, grace is the answer today. My friend, when we believe God, have my friend received God and that grace of God that He's given you and I today through the faith that God's placed in our heart and our life, young ones, we can live for Him. We can serve Him. My friend, most of all, preachers, we can preach for Him. Amen. My friend, stand and preach the word of God. Be bold about it. Amen. Verse 22, the Bible says there, to the weak became as eyes weak, that I might gain the weak. Weak, I am made of all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And he's not talking about my friend Paul saving them. He's talking about the Holy Spirit of God us touching their heart and saving them by the grace of God. My friend, that's what he's talking about today. My friend Paul was saying, I become all things to all men. I want folks to know that I love them. Now I care about them today. Well, preacher, you sure preaching pretty hard today to love me as much as you say you love me. Youngs, I want to tell you something. I love you today. I love you. I want to see you close to God. I want to see the glory of God. I want to see the Holy Ghost of God moving your heart and moving your life. And help you, my friend, just to get a little closer unto Him. He said, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that which ye run a race, run all, but one receiveth a prize, so run that ye may obtain. My friend, I'm in this thing the duration. Hey, man, I didn't start and quit. I didn't start back up and quit. My friend, God called me, and I've been preaching ever since God called me. My friend, I might not been preaching as something, my friend, the places maybe that I want to preach. But my friend, when God opens a door, that's where God wants you to be at today. Doesn't matter where it's at. My friend, you stand and preach the word of God with all power and purity today. Listen, we find verse 25. My friend, the Bible says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But we an incorruptible. My friend, the Bible says over there, hey, my friend, in the Word of God, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 8, it said that we will receive a crown of righteousness. My friend, I'm glad today, my friend, that God has a crown waiting on you and I that are saved by God's amazing grace. God's been so good, my friend, to us today. Bible said in verse 26, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, and so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. My friend, Paul said, I'm just not out there shouting. Boxing. He said, I'm telling you the word of God. I'm telling you the truth of God's word today. My friend, listen to me, young'uns. I want to tell you something this morning. God loves you and He cares about you and He wants the very best for you today. And my friend, to realize that and to recognize this fact, my friend, that you're not for sale. The devil wants to slip up beside of you and say, now listen, you don't have to go to that church all the time. You can sit home once in a while. My friend, that's the devil talking. My friend, whenever you give in to Satan, you sold yourself out. I'm telling you right now, Kenny Anderson's not for sale. Amen. I'm not for sale. My friend, I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do and how He wants me to do it. My friend, we need to wake up and realize today, my friend, that I'm not for sale. Young'uns, I'll tell you, moms and dads, we want to stand up and say to our children, said, young'uns, I want to tell you, mom and daddy is not for sale. No matter what the devil does, no matter how much temptation the devil puts in your path, you ought to stand up and say, I'm not for sale, devil. I am not for sale. Praise God, young folk, you listen to me today. I'm telling you right now, whenever that time comes in your life and you're sitting there in that situation, my friend, about to do something that is ungodly and unrighteous in the eyes of God, you ought to stand up to that young man or that young lady and say, listen, I'm not for sale. Keep your purity. Keep your purity. My friend, live a life that is pleasing to God. And pray that God will send you a man that will love you for what you are today. When you open your life and say, devil, you just take me and you do whatever you want me to do. You have sold out to Satan. You have sold out, my friend, to Satan. My will to stand up and say, I'm not for sale. Praise God, I'm not for sale. I want to tell you something, I'm not for sale. Have you heard me say that today? I'm not for sale. No matter what comes in Kenny Anderson's life, I am not selling out to the devil. Don't matter to me. I am not selling out, my friend, to the devil. The Bible says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty and so I fight, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it in subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Paul says, I keep my body under subjection. Listen to me, young'uns. If you don't think there's some preachers out there that is doing absolutely wrong with what the Bible says, you are blind. My friend, you are blind. There's some so-called preachers out there that'll crawl in the pulpit with a $1,500 suit on, driving a Mercedes, and my friend don't care a hoot about you or anything else that you got. You know it's so. You just don't want to admit it, don't you? Some of you, if you could kill me, you could kill me. Amen. I want to tell you something. God gave His Son for you and I. And I'm telling you right now that I'm not selling out. Amen. I am not for sale. Praise God. I don't care how much you offer me. I am not for sale.
Amen, preacher.
Praise God. He's done so much for me, my friend, that nobody else could ever do. If I have to drive a Pinto all my life, praise God, that'll be all right. Youngs, I drove some. How that was guilt to me. There's a preacher that come out of this church, not a preacher, but a member come out of this church. When I got out of the army, he come down there and he said, Kenny, I'm going to give you this little car I've got. I said, no, I don't want you to do that. He said, I'm going to give it to you. He gave me that little old white car, a little white Buick, it's automatic, and drive was down, reverse was down here, and drive was about middle ways up, and automatic. I drove that thing for years. Youngs, I want to tell you something. This man's not for sale. I don't believe this man is for sale. My friend, I want to tell you something. I know this man's not for sale. I can assure you of that. My friend, listen, we need to recognize today, we're going to stand up to Satan and say, hey, Satan, you quit bothering me. I'm not for sale. Every time you give over to Satan, my friend, you're telling the Lord, I'm for sale. It don't take much, my friend, to get me on the Satan side, and I sell out to Satan.
Come on, brother.
God don't want us to do that. The Apostle Paul said that here in the Word of God. He said, am I not an apostle? Am I not your pastor? Have I not led you to the Lord? Am I not trying to preach to you the Word of God? My friend, he had to come in and stand before those folks, my friend, and defend what he had preached all his life. Because he was bombarded on every side because he preached the Word of God. But I want to tell you something right now. Paul never sold out. My friend, he said, I'm not for sale. When God laid this on my heart, I had me a spell. I'm telling you what's the truth. God touched my heart and my life. And he said, Kenny, I want you to know that you're not for sale. Thank God, youngers, listen, I'm not for sale, and neither should you.
Amen.
Young people, you're to stand for God and say, listen, I'm not for sale, devil. I'm living for you. I'm serving you. I'm walking with you. I am not for sale. There's not enough in that devil can give me to lure me back out in the sin-cursed world that I was in. My friend, there's nothing. Jesus Christ died on the cross for me. He arose the third day. He come down in my heart on October 13, 1973, and He saved my soul. He changed my life from the inside out. My friend, He took my life. He made me, my friend, presentable. Amen. I wasn't even presentable, my friend, but God made me presentable.
Amen.
To come in the house of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Every time I come through those doors back there, I could feel something. Boy, there was a power in the drawing of God and the presence of God. My friend, I desired that. I needed that. But there has been in my life times of temptation, times of struggle. Church called me one time and said, preacher, we want you to come be our pastor. Give you X number of dollars, give you a car to drive, give you a home to live in. All you got to do is come up there and preach. Now that was temptation to this little country boy, that all he had to drive was a 58 Ford
my friend. Some of you don't, you ain't been born, amen, at that time. My friend, that's what I had to drive, old 58 Ford, till I wrapped it around a tree and like to kill my crazy self. My friend, but listen to me today. That was a very great temptation unto me. But you know what? God come back through the Spirit of God and told me. He said, now, Kenny, what have you been praying for? What have you been praying for? I said, Lord, I've been praying for a little white church on the hill. He said, all right then. That's what you're going to get. Youngins, listen to me. If you sell out to Satan, my friend, you just sold your whole life, my friend, over to him. I want to encourage you to stand up and say, I am not for sale. I am not for sale. I don't care what comes. I don't care what goes. I am not for sale. Youngins, listen. Ladies, hold your hand up and tell God, Lord, I'm not for sale. I want to stay where you want me to stay. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to serve you in this walk of life. I am not for sale. Moms and dads, you ought to stand up and say, I am not for sale. I am not going to sell out. My friend, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stand for God. I'm going to let God be God in my heart and my soul today. The Apostle Paul said that in these words. As you read this and look at it, he's saying, listen, I ain't selling out to you. I'm telling you the truth. I am preaching to you what thus saith the Word of God. Folks, listen to me this morning. I want to tell you by the grace of God that God touched my heart with this message, and God said, this is where I want you to preach it at. And listen, youngins, I don't preach to live. I live to preach. I don't care where it's at. If the door's open, Kenny Anderson's going to preach. That's what God called me to do. He called me to preach the gospel. And youngins, I am not selling out. I am not for sale. Not for sale. There's things in my life, as I said, that God has let me have that I have been offered great big money for. I turn to them with a smile on my face and say, it's not for sale. I'm telling you today, standing before you and before God Almighty, Kenny Anderson is not for sale. I preach at Gun Barrel Straight the best I can. I don't back up. I don't come back and say, well, you know, I shouldn't have preached that. No, sir. My friend, I preach what God lays on my heart. I'm standing up to you today and telling you that Kenny Anderson is not for sale. How about you today? Are you for sale? Can the devil buy you pretty quick? My friend, if he can, you need to come to this altar. Get things right with God. If the devil's already got you, you need to come get things right with God. If you're lost without God and you don't know this man, Jesus Christ, he loves you. He'll save you today if you'll come to him. Amen, brother choir leader. Would you come this morning, brother pastor? Amen. Young as I asked you, by the grace of God, would you stand with us, please? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord God, if there be one or more than one here, Lord God, this evening, Father, would I pray, God, that you touch that heart and that life. Lord God, help us to make this commitment. I am not for sale. No matter what the devil offers, I am not for sale. I'm living for Christ, and I'm serving him, my friend, throughout my life. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Before we start singing today, let me ask you this question. Have you already sold out? And if that answer is yes, then the altar is open. You say, well, this message was just to the preacher boys. That was to Brother Chris or Brother Joe or Brother Derek or Brother John or for you, Pastor. Let me ask you a question. If your pastor sells out or one of these other preachers sell out, what does that do to the very cause of Christ? You say, well, why is it so important for you preacher boys to stand in there and stand strong and not sell out? Because the Bible says that you're saved by grace through faith, right? Am I right or wrong? Where does faith come from? Faith comes by hearing. What did the Bible say in the book of Romans chapter number 10, verse number 14? Said, how then shall they call upon him who they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him who they've not heard? And how should they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except that he be sent? That's a challenge to every one of us not to sell out. Brother Gerald, stand for God. Don't sell your children out. Don't sell out yourself, but don't sell your children out. Brother Luke, you got a baby in your arms that don't need you to sell out, brother. You got a beautiful family. Look around you, folks. Every one of us has been blessed beyond measure. Everybody started laughing. All these Ford girls are laughing because he done hit the preacher wearing a new suit driving a Mercedes. Everybody here looks up, Brother Chris. He got on a new suit and drove in a Mercedes. But I'll tell you this, he's not sold out to Satan's crowd. And I don't believe you will. The temptations come, you better believe they do. Don't sell out. Families, don't sell out. Stand strong for the cause of Christ.